Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's check in with that guy from Forbes.com and the Hall of Justice and Sports with Friends podcast. He is our National Baseball Insider, Seth Everett, on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. How are you this afternoon, Seth?
What's going on, boys?
Can the Brewers survive a seven-game series using their bullpen the way that they've used it through two games, Seth Everett?
Out of necessity, they can, sure. You know, why aren't you guys in L.A.? That's my real question.
Our morning show host is in L.A., Chuck Freeman. He's there.
What kind of budget you think we got around here, Seth?
Well, then, you know, I was hoping to be in Milwaukee for game 6 and 7.
You can drive out here if you want.
Yeah, come on out.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know what we can do about that, but come on out.
No, the controversy about bullpenning, that's the verb that's been situated. The Brewers are doing this out of a quest to have pitchers that match their pitchers. I took the Brewers in 6. I'm staying by that. I will stay by that till the end of it. It's now on radio, it's been on podcast, and I've tweeted it. But the fact of the matter is that Chassin needs to give them innings to give these guys a little bit of a rest, knowing that they have two other games without a day off. The problem that you run into is whether or not these guys get overused. But what Craig Counsell and David Stearns are figuring is that they're only going to be able to get once around the lineup from all these pitchers. So you're not going to suddenly ask Wade Miley and Gio Gonzalez to be something they're not. And if you did go into the strategy saying, I'm going to just ride Gio, you're going to find yourself down 4-1 in the fifth. And I'm sorry, but that's what these guys are at this point. What my estimation will be is, depending on how many pitchers he has to use tonight, and depending on what kind of length he gets out of Chassin tonight, my wonder will be, does he let another starter go two times around the lineup? If the answer to that is yes, I think the Brewers will be in good shape. If the answer to that is no, I worry about what they're going to have by game 6.
Seth, I also picked them in 6, but this afternoon on the show I said that if they can't get it done in 6 and if they keep using their bullpen this way, if this thing goes to 7, I think that it tips the scales in the Dodgers' favor if we continue to see the bullpen work the way that it has been in the first two games. Agree or disagree?
I don't really subscribe to that. I don't think they're playing with fire right now. This formula has worked for a long time. They lost one time in 3.5 weeks.
Right. And so, I said you can't change midstream. I said they have to keep doing what they've been doing and what has gotten them here, but I just think that the longer this series goes, the more it favors the Dodgers.
Correct. I don't necessarily buy that. I'm not in love with what the Dodgers have, and I like the idea that the Brewer hitters have seen Ryu again, you know, or have now seen Ryu recently, and the same thing can be said for Kershaw. I just think these games are going to be battles, and, you know, you felt these games a lot. The flaw, and this is something that the Oakland A's found out, the Oakland A's tried this bullpenning theory, in the wild card game, and what they realized was you're asking every pitcher to have his A game under the utmost pressure. And so once you get into a game 6 and game 7, the pressure changes, and you just have to wonder whether these guys crack. The other thing is I don't know what the situation with Jeffress is, because they're not saying. No one's saying anything. He keeps claiming he's fine. I don't want a Yu Darvish situation. Yu Darvish was pitching for the Dodgers in the World Series last year, and he stunk. And I'm not saying Jeffress is stunk, but, you know, Yu Darvish was awful, and then all of a sudden had a mystery injury. And I hate that. I don't want mystery injuries. If he's hurt, he's hurt. And if he's not, he should be the guy that we're counting on. I'm not questioning his mental makeup. I just wonder if they're putting him out at 85%. And that scares me, because when a position player does it, it's heroic. Think Kirk Gibson. When a pitcher does it, I think it's dumb.
Okay, so how big of a game do you think this is tonight, knowing that you're going to have Hader, and knowing that if you use Hader tonight for 2 or 3 innings, you're probably not going to be able to use him again until Wednesday?
It's big. I mean, every game is massive. I just think reclaim home field advantage. That's the key to the whole thing. You know, you lost one, and that's not a crushing defeat. That was a playoff game. It felt like a playoff game. That has the makings of a really good series. But yeah, you try to win tonight, get the lead again. I fully expect this to be 2-2 after four. I think it's a three-game series, and like I said, I stick to Brewers in six. But if you've noticed, one thing I never do, I don't ever predict seven-game series, because if you say a team's going to win in seven, that means that the team that had the chance to clinch didn't, and that always changes momentum.
Talking with Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider here on the Wendy's Big Show. I was saying earlier that if the Brewers do win this game, I know that it's Rich Hill slated for tomorrow night's game, but if the Brewers win this one and the Dodgers are staring down the barrel at a 3-1 series, I wouldn't be surprised to see Clayton Kershaw on short rest in game four. You don't think so?
I don't think so. I'd be surprised if Dave Roberts goes that way. I don't think he would, nor should he. That's not effective. That's not a strong strategy. It's a strategy of a time gone by. And I think that if you're down 2-1 now, if you're down 3-0, it's a different story. But you're down 2-1, I wouldn't do it. I would try to win, tie it up 2-2, and then you have him for game five. My attitude is, if the Dodgers believe in their starting pitchers, then believe in your starting pitchers. You know, that's how this is going to work. If you notice, there are three teams of the four remaining in the postseason that really are hanging their whole success on their starting pitchers. That's why the Brewers' strategy makes sense. And look, you know, we'll have an off-season conversation. The union hates this. You know what I mean? I know for a fact the union is livid at this bullpen strategy nonsense, because you're diminishing the value of the starting pitcher. But look at the Astros. They're riding Verlander. They're riding Morton. Like these guys, Garrett Cole. The Red Sox, whole fate is resting on Chris Sale's recovery. He spent the night in the hospital. They're scared to death about what he's going to happen, and he's not 100%. And you always notice whenever a pitcher, I don't care if it's a reliever, opener, bullpener, whatever you want to call him, any pitcher that's not 100%, it affects your mechanics and it affects your results.
But at the end of the day, regardless of what happens, this team's still going to have to be able to score five or six runs a game, like we were talking about last week going into this series. They're going to have to score, because I don't think either one of these lineups are really going to be held down all that much by either pitching staff.
You mean in the World Series or in this series?
In this series right here.
In this series, you know, I don't know necessarily that you have to do anything. I could see this team, you know, winning a 3-1 game or a 2-1 game, that kind of thing. I just want to see how they play out. Remember, you divide playoff games by thirds. So it's just survive the first third. You try to make your ascension during the second third, and you protect it during the third third. And you have to split these games. This is why, you know, you can give a guy a standing ovation if he can't get out of the fourth inning. You know what I'm saying? Like, but if you give, like, if you're David Price and you get a 5-0 lead, you have to get out of the fifth inning. It's just a very strange dichotomy. My attitude is just it's a one game at a time. The fact that the Brewers' best pitcher is going tonight, and the fact that he can give them length, if he can go twice around the lineup and give them six, and you know, you're talking about a 4-2 lead, you know, just a two-run lead. I don't care if it's 5-3, 4-2. I could care less what the scores are. But if you can do that and put a lead where you only need to use two arms tonight, that would be massive going into the next two.
Although, and you and I both agree with the overall strategy of bullpenning.
You have a better chance of winning the lottery than you do of the Brewers using two pitchers in a game.
No, two relievers, I'm saying.
Two relievers.
Two relievers in the game.
Like, I still think
you have a better chance. Look, they're doing this out of necessity. This is very different than what Tampa's doing. You know what I'm saying? Tampa is doing this because they don't have anybody.
Right.
And, you know, it's funny how they believe in this philosophy except when Blake Snell's on the mound, because he's good. And people are saying that the Brewers are trying this revolutionary thing. It's the same yim-yams that called the Brewers a Cinderella team. I heard two national broadcasters this weekend call them a Cinderella team. That's an insult to Cinderella, to Jasmine, to Aurora, and all the princesses.
Good job.
Thanks. Appreciate it. We'll go out on that note then.
That was impressive.
I know comic books are your forte, but that was an impressive breadth of knowledge when it comes to princesses.
Hey, how are your podcasts doing, Seth?
The podcast, thank you for asking. We found out this weekend that Hall of Justice is ranked Number 7 on iTunes TV
nice.
And film chart. And Sports with Friends is ranked number 11 on the Sports and Recreation chart for iTunes. And tomorrow on Sports with Friends, I'm interviewing the CEO of the new NHL Seattle team, Todd Lywicki, who has ties to Minnesota and ties to Tampa. And we have a new episode coming, and these rankings have been unprecedented, and I'm so thankful to anyone who subscribes.
So find the Sports with Friends and Hall of Justice podcast on iTunes and follow Seth on Twitter at Seth_Everett. Seth, always appreciate the time. We'll either be talking about the end of the Brewers season or a World Series when we talk to you next week. You're picking World Series. I hope you're right.
It's like I got skin in the game.
There you go. Seth, appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week one way or another.
Yeah.
He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.